Tonight's shir, Simen Sadi Dalid, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Simen Sadi Dalid. Tzorech lechavi neged Eretz Yisrael v'dinaroich v'yoshe b'sfina. Person should direct his tefillahs facing Eretz Yisrael in the locks of someone who's riding or sitting on a boat. Sif Aleph. B'kumul ispala when he gets up to daven, im'ayim b'chutz la'aretz, if he's standing in chutz la'aretz outside of Eretz Yisrael, yachs uponov keneged Eretz Yisrael. He should face Eretz Yisrael. Yichavin gam Yerushalayim, and he should focus towards Yerushalayim for the mikdash, beis hamikdash, or beis kodesh kodashim, and the kodesh kodashim. Hayayim b'Eretz Yisrael, if he's standing in Eretz Yisrael, yachs uponov keneged Yerushalayim, he should face Yerushalayim. Yichavin, and his kavanah should be gam the mikdash, the beis kodesh kodashim, also for the mikdash and kodesh kodashim. Hayayim b'Yerushalayim, and let's say he's diving in Yerushalayim, yachs uponov the mikdash, he faces the mikdash. Yichavin gam can the beis kodesh kodashim, and he has kavanah as if he's in the kodesh kodashim. If he's behind the Heichal, he's the Mar of the west side of the Heichal, he turns facing the Kaparis, towards the Kodesh Kedoshim. If he's in Chutz La'aretz, he faces Eretz Yisrael. Let's say he's east of Eretz Yisrael. He has to face to the west, towards Eretz Yisrael. If he's west of Eretz Yisrael, come up in Medina Sein like an our land, Yafuch part of the Mizrach. Then he turns to the east. V'chein b'chal ruchus, this is true of all the other directions as well. V'chein abeir, this explains what will be written afterwards. When he's in Eretz Yisrael, he turns. Yishlaim, he turns. Wherever you are, you should be facing first Eretz Yisrael and then Yerushalayim and then the Malkum English and so on. So if Katan base, connected Eretz Yisrael v'chulu. So Chutz La'aretz, we face Eretz Yisrael. Shneimer it's a pasuk. V'spalu elecha derech artzom, and they will dive into you through their lands. This is a pasuk in Melachim Aleph Kapitel Ches pasuk Memches. Sivkon gimel v'yicham v'chulu, and his kavana is not just Eretz Yisrael, but Yerushalayim, Har Habayis, Kodesh Kedoshim. What's the limit to say? Yichav in libo. His mind should be focused, even though he can't face Yerushalayim and the Mikdash and Kodesh Kedoshim. What's the law? He should think in his mind and his heart, if he's standing in the base of Mikdash, Asher B'Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim, B'Makom Kodesh Kedoshim, in the place of Kodesh Kedoshim. Sivkan Dal Kenegin Yerushalayim, if he's in Eretz Yisrael, then you face Yerushalayim. Shnem V'Spal L'Hashem Derech Ha'ir Asher B'Charto. The pasuk says, "You should daven to the city." This again is a pasuk in Sefer Melachim Aleph, Kapitel Ches. Sifkan hey panav la mikdash. If he's in Yerushalayim, he faces the mikdash. Shneimar the pasuk says, "Vespal el bayis." He daven towards this bayis. This is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Beis, Kapitel Vav, pasuk Lamed Beis. Sifkan vav achare kaparis. If he's behind the mikdash, perish b'ma'arav shel beis hamikdash. He's in the west of the beis hamikdash. Sifkan Zion, part of the Kaparis, you should face the Kaparis. Shneim like it says, Vispalu elamokam hazeh, daven towards this place. This again is in Melachim Aleph, Kapitel Ches. V'yira asatzmo, kilu oim, the famous Kaparis, he should imagine he's standing right by the Kaparis over the Aron. He's standing in the Kodesh Kedoshim when he davens for Nesra. Se'if Beis. In Mispalu ruach mishar ruchos, let's say he's davening in the wrong direction. Yitzad et panav etzad Eretz Yisrael, at least his face should be turned to Eretz Yisrael. It will be chosos if he's outside of Eretz Yisrael. And if he's in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael, then he should be his face should be turned to Yerushalayim if he's in Eretz Yisrael. And if he's in Yerushalayim, but I make this Yerushalayim, he should face his face towards Yerushalayim. The Ramah adds, "V'anu shemachzir penel mizuch, we turn to the east. Neshanu yeshem maravah shall Eretz Yisrael, because we live west of Eretz Yisrael. V'nimtza penel Eretz Yisrael, so at least we're facing Eretz Yisrael." Ein oisim mokam ha'arim v'tzad hatfila neged zrichas Hashem Hashmamish. You don't put the Aron HaKodesh and the place we daven exactly where the sun begins to rise. That's what the non-Jews do. Rather, we direct it to the place where the sun is during the day. And if you want to fulfill what the Gemara says, if you want to be wealthy, turn to the north, or smart, turn to the south. Your face should still be east, even if you're tilted into the south or to the north. Mishtabura sifkatan ches, the ruach mishar ruchos. If you're facing a different direction, could go. Shirotz lahachkim, because he wants to be smart, so he's facing south. Or lahash, he wants to be wealthy, he's facing north. From a chazach, as I'll say, shirotz lahachkim yadrim lahashir yatspin. If you want to be chacham, turn south. If you want to be wealthy, turn north. Oh, could go in shirotz lahachamor. Maybe he's riding on a donkey. Yevshul lahachsor is at smaller side of Yisrael. He can't turn his body towards Yisrael. Nonetheless, yatzadid panov, his face should be turned. The kaimashnem to fulfill the pasuk v'yaspalu elacha derech atzam, they dive towards you through that land, through your land. Sifkat and tes v'anu shemachzirim v'chulu. We, the Rama says, face mizrach because we are in the west. If we should serach l'spal tzad mizrach, since we have to dive to the east, nagul l'kboya heichal she'sefer ter b'sachol because the mizrachi. It became the practice to put the Arna Kodesh, where we put the Sefer Torah, on the eastern wall of the shul. And let's say you can't put the Sefer Torah on the east, you can put the Sefer Torah on the south. But so not to the west. Because people will be davening east, and their backs will be to the Hechel. But even if the Sefer Torah is on a different wall, you still daven east. You don't daven towards the Aron. If the Aron's not Mizrach, that's fine. But you have to daven Mizrach regardless. Sifkatan Yud. Penenu l'Mizrach. So we face Mizrach. Let's see who's facing north or south. And someone comes and says, hey, no, you face the wrong way. Also, Lakar Aglov, he can't move his feet at that point to face east. Eliakim, part of the Mizrach will die. Just turn his face, twist his face to the Mizrach. That's enough. Even though other people are dying with him, they're all facing Mizrach, he doesn't have to turn his body, just turn his head. But if he can't, let's say he's facing Marav. The main thing is his mind should be on Kodesh Kodashim. Don't move his feet. So if he's diving in shul, there's a lot of people there, it's very public, and it looks silly that he's facing different than everyone else. So Pimagodim is inclined to say he should turn himself to face like everyone else. The Sefer Shulchan Shlomo also concludes this way. Let's say you have a shul and they put the Aron to the south wall. And they're all diving to the south wall. They're facing the Aron. It's not the halacha. The halacha is supposed to dive Mizrach anyway. The canal b'sif kontes, like we said, sif kontes. Nonetheless, if you go to daven in that shul, you spal tzad should see mispal daven like everyone else. Just turn your head to Mizrach, but you shouldn't be different from everyone else.
So on the return flight from Eretz Yisrael, you should be facing the back of the plane.
That's correct. Sifkan yinaf neged emsa hayom. The Rama says you don't daven where the sun rises, but you daven where the sun is during the day. Ha'ilish mavdafka. It's not actually precise middle of the day. It's an half hour or hour after sunrise. The sun is no longer in its original spot. And this is when we're in the middle of the, right by the equinox, Nisan or Tishrei, or a week prior to that. If you look at Be'alocha, I quote the language of Levush, talks about the window, when is the sun shining through the window over the Aron? That it's not that at sunrise it should be shining through that window, but actually like an hour later, that's when it should be shining through. If it's exactly when sun rises, that's that the Goyim do that. We don't line up our windows with the sunrise. Rather, when the sun is up in the sky and it's moved, that's our Mizrach. You look at the Achron, they all agree to the Levush. We don't live actually direct west of Eretz Yisrael. We're a little to the north. We should try to have the wall of the shul southeast. Then it's directly lined up with Eretz Yisrael. And so to every medina, depending on where they're located, should situate the shul based on that. The Sefer Lechamudis resolves the practice of everyone else. But Lamaisa, he also agrees with Levush, you should try to position the Mizrach wall on an angle. And if you go to a place where the wall is due east, he should face southeast. I and Shem look over there. And if he's facing south of the Aron HaKodesh, Lo yask, and he should not turn southeast. Because that looks as if he's turning his back of his face, the back of his neck, and not his face towards the Aron HaKodesh. Ayin Shem Lechem was looking like Chamudas. The cause of your God writes, the Mekoyim is oisin the Kaisel of Mamash Negev Mizuch, if the wall is literally due east, Tovlasis Mokum Harav Atzvan Aron HaKodesh, then put the Rav's seat north of the Aron HaKodesh. K'desh Yuchel Ahad Miyachim, so he could turn south facing the Aron, and the Aron Mekim Chocham. The Be'adon, because if he's south of the Aron HaKodesh, Yesh Lahadim, he can't turn south, Kanaka said the poor, because then his back is to the Aron. But if you do look like the Lavush, where the Mizuch wall is actually angled southeast, Roy Lahoshev Rav Limin Aron, then put the Rav on the right side of the Aron. Unless there's a case of Machlekes, then it makes no difference where you sit. But if it's no Machlekes, that's how you decide. Because you know, in some shuls, the Rav or Shiva sits on the right side of the Aron, and the left side of the Aron. Is he north of the Aron or south of the Aron? So the Mishnah Berurah is saying it should depend on whether or not he could be, if the wall is due east, exactly east, he should be in the north and he should face southeast. If the wall is actually on an angle, then he could sit on the south and face straight, and that's already being Yadrim anyway. Sifkan Yudbeis. Yitzadid Panov. He should turn his face. Rashi Pesh Ibcha. Rashi says actually the opposite. Shiyam the Mizrach Yitzadid Panov the Dorum al Safon. That he should stand east and just turn his face south and north. Instead of standing south, turning your face to Mizrach, stand Mizrach, turn your face to south and north. V'chemin, again, that is really our minig. V'nachon, that is proper. V'shleicholuk, when he does Shemitz, he shouldn't stand different than anyone else. And on that, the Shlomo Zalman said, you turn your face to the south when you're davening for Chachmin, you turn your face to the north when you're davening for Panasa.
Because you turn your face, yeah, it looks like you're saying your whole self. Yadrim,
it
doesn't say
the Ramah's lashon is that your body is facing south or north, and you should turn your head to Mizrach. The Mishnah Berurah is saying you should face Mizrach. Turn your head to south or north. On that Nakuda is what the Shlomo Zalman is being masbir, that you're only turning your face during that part of the davening, not the whole davening.
Like the Atochinim or the Das. You turn south.
Turn your face to the south.
And then in Roch Aleinu.
Exactly.
You turn
to the north. Kasav HaPimagon. HaPimagon writes, the Mekoymesh Oynk Levush, in the place you do it Levush, HaKoyes HaMizuach HaZomis, where the wall is on a southeast angle, in Sarach Lahan, there's no need to turn to the south. The Lav HaChikainu, because anyway he's doing that. And that's why we said the Rav can sit then on the south of the Aron, because the wall is facing south anyway, he doesn't have to turn. Gamki Efshar LaHatzvin, you can't turn north, because then it looks like you're turning away from Eretz Yisrael.